Weather like this can put a crimp in our plans, even put travelers in peril and young livestock in danger. But it also speaks a lesson we ought to hear and remember. Despite our wisdom and technology, our plans and inventions, we human beings are not in charge around here. God is. He gives the moisture we need, when and where He chooses, and not always in the manner we expect. And while a sudden storm like this plainly displays God's power, His grace and mercy will soon be evident. The sun will return shortly, His fields and lawns will turn bright green like overnight. Dropping temperatures and wind-driven snow do not signal a change in the order of the seasons, nor in the heart of our gracious God. Jesus' death and resurrection have made us certain of that. So, today we can say with the psalmist of old, "Praise the Lord from the earth, lightning and hail, snow and fog, stormy winds fulfilling His word, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all rulers of the earth, young men and maidens, old men and boys, let them praise the name of the Lord."